UFO Reporting Center.
Yeah, I got your number from L.A. Center.
Yes, sir.
And they said you might be interested in something I saw.
You bet we would.
Okay, I have my own jet on a Lear 35.
Yes.
And, do you know where the thermal VOR is?
Yes.
Okay. We were just there about 2 hours ago, and, at flight level 430. And, it might sound nuts to you, but there was something, I mean, not very far away from us, for about 10 minutes. About double the size of the 747. It was, round, cigar-shaped, no thrust, no wings, no cockpit, had no trouble at all moving. And we saw it off in the distance. It's not a full moon tonight. We saw it off in the distance, and there was no lights on it. We weren't sure what it was. And as it got closer, we saw that it was, you know, something.
Yes.
And he followed us along. He got close to us, and we asked the center what that target was. And they said, there's no target there. And we said, yes, there is a target. And they said, no, there's no target. So then we asked them to switch on to the primary radar, you know, which could pick up targets without a transponder. And they did, and there's still no target. And so we didn't say anything else because we just could hand off another section. And it was right next to us for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, what was your altitude?
43,000.
Okay. And what was your destination?
San Francisco.
SF, okay.
We're from Panama to San Francisco.
Okay, now, were you looking at something that was lighted, or were you looking at a solid object surrounded by light?
No light. All we could see was a reflection off the moon.
Okay.
A dim outline, no lights.
Was there any question in your mind that this was metallic?
It wasn't metallic. Because we, on the wings, we have, on the wingtips of this airplane, we have ground clearance lights, which shine out and
yes.
They shine up. And so when you're going and taxiing around an airport, you can see at the end of the wings. And we turned on those lights. And, there was no reflection. It wasn't. We could see the skin for maybe about 30 seconds. We could see the skin. It wasn't metal.
Uh-huh.
It was like foam rubber, something that was porous. But we only saw it for a second. It was a clear night, but the moon wasn't very full.
Okay.
And then as soon as he got within range, he was going parallel to us. He sort of got a little further away. He stayed about 50 feet from us. I'm serious, 50 feet.
Now, is this on your left side?
On the pilot side, yeah.
Pilot side,
my
right.
Side.
Okay.
And, because I was a fighter pilot in Korea, and I know, you know, distances.
Okay. Did you have any turbulence at all while I was around?
None.
How about interference with instruments or radio?
None.
Okay.
And we didn't really see him come up on us. We saw him in the distance for a little bit, but we weren't sure what it was. The only reason we even knew what it was because... Are you a pilot?
No, sir.
Okay, well, on the back of a jet or all any, you know, jet aircraft, there's a red rotating beacon, which is required. And, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you see it reflect off the wing every time it revolves. But it started to not reflect the way it had been. And the reason was because this thing had come, you know, is interfering with the light. And that's how we even noticed. We wouldn't have noticed it if it wasn't for... was different on the wing, the reflection off our beacon.
Right.
So that's how we noticed it. And then we thought it was just darkness. We didn't really think it was a shape. And then they got closer, and it was a shape. And we were absolutely positive. Both my pilot, my co-pilot, and myself saw it.
How long did it maintain that 50-foot distance from you?
Well, it was near there for about 15 minutes. It was only within 50 feet for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Did you actually see this object move away out of sight?
Yeah.
Okay. Which direction was it moving?
Ahead of us.
Directly ahead, okay.
At probably triple our speed. no acceleration problem, no buildup of speed. It just was at our airspeed to, I mean, almost...
Instantaneous?
Instantaneous,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you traveling at the time?
0.82.
Okay.
You know what that means?
0.82, that's
Mach, yeah.
Mach, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, could I get your approximate location again?
23 miles north of the thermal VOR.
Okay. Could I have your name, please? About what time did this occur?
2 hours ago.
2 hours. Okay, sir. If we need any additional information, can we feel free to communicate with you anytime?
It's a lot easier in writing. It's right. Almost impossible to call me.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your reporting this. And if we come up with any additional information as to what you've seen, why, we'll communicate with you.
Yeah, what will you do with the information?
Well, okay, this goes into research. Now we'll gather all the data that we can on this particular report. Then it goes through a data reduction system. And that data goes into the data bank and is used in our research program in relating to the field of ufology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can assure you this is not an airplane. You know?
Uh-huh.
He's just too maneuverable and too fast for... and also, they didn't see him on radar, which surprised me. We have also in-cockpit radar. We have weather radar. And we had it turned on. There was nothing there.
Still nothing there, okay. Did this thing maintain its density during the entire sighting? Or did it change its glow or brightness at all at any
time? No glow, no brightness. Just reflection of the moon.
Didn't change at all?
No.
Okay.
I think the closest consistency would be like a... maybe it looked like a brownie, sort of, you know. I couldn't see the color, but it looked like a porous, like styrofoam or something.
Yes.
It's brown. Well, I don't know if it's brown. I think it's brown or black in color. The color that we both of us saw for the instant was sort of a grayish brown, but it wasn't metal.
Okay. How many years you've been flying?
25, 23.
Long time.
And I own a company of my own, and we have our own. We have 4 jets of our own. I fly myself every day. I was a pilot in Korea and a pilot in Vietnam. And I worked for United as a co-pilot for a couple of years.
All right, sir. We sure appreciate you reporting this. And like I say, if we get any more on it, we'll let you know.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.